Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let them have it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
Go hard, yeah, care. I'm going all in. Go hard, yeah,
Alrighty, 12:02 back on the Fan. It's the Tiki and Tierney show right here every Monday. Get a chance to win $500 from Boost Mobile for going all in with us at noon here on the show every Monday, as I said. Now, here's how you get it. You've got to give us a buzz and get on the air with us on Mondays at 866-337-6666 during All In. And we'll register you for a chance to win $500 from Boost Mobile. At the end of the segment, we'll just pick one of you to win, and that's it. 500 coming your way. Brought to you by Boost Mobile. This holiday season, switch to Boost Mobile. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G smartphone. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power. Teak, what do you got, bub?
We started this show talking about how great it was that Aaron Judge got re-signed. They took care of their own. He's a great player. We all know at that. But it's not the end for the Yankees. They still have so much more they need to do. And so we're all in on the Yankees actually becoming the Yankees, not the evil umpire Yankees who go sign every star that's out there. Kind of like the San Diego Padres are right now. But they need to go do more. But this has evolved. This is both New York teams now need to get their act together as it pertains to the final few big deals available in free agency or start negotiating some trades to make their teams championship viable. So they're all in on these teams. Yeah, you had good offseason so far, Yankees, but there's still a whole lot more that you need to do in order to get this thing to the finish line.
All right, what are you guys all in on? 877-337-6666 inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. That is us, of course, here on the show every day. I always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I am all in on the sudden and very quick expiration of the blind euphoria that we all felt for Aaron Judge signing. Don't get me wrong. It's going to carry us into the winter. We're going to be warmed by the sentiment of number 99 coming back to do his thing and inflict damage for the Yankees in the Bronx. But that is not going to get us through these cold winter nights, which will eventually come, I think. It's pretty warm today. You can actually play golf today if you want to.
It got down to like 30, 20-something. We're like, all right, here's the winter. Now it's 55 degrees today.
That's insanity. But eventually, we're going to want to know what's next because we're tired of losing the same way. We're tired of watching the same script at the end of each season. You know, deficient hitting and just not doing it against teams that are better and better constructed. So I think that when Hal Steinbrenner heard booze this year, I think when Hal Steinbrenner started to really, really hear the echo chamber of doubt, which was getting louder and louder. It's one thing to doubt somebody, but there was also vitriol that was being lobbed his way. That really, for a year or two, was only reserved for Brian Cashman. Mm-hmm. But this year, Hal kind of entered the equation. I believe he feels it. I believe he's about to react to it, and I believe at the end of the day, I'm all in on Judge just being the first step toward a pretty serious overhaul for the Yankees. We'll see. 877-337-6666. How about Timmy in Hillsboro, New Jersey? Tim, what's up? Timmy.
Okay. What up, Tim?
Tim Dog. Timmy's not there. Yeah, why does this always happen?
With him. I think it's
you know, Tim,
the same call.
We got to ban him from the show. I mean, what is this guy doing? How about Rick down in Tampa on the Free Odyssey app? What's up, Rick?
What up, Tim? What up, Rick?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Listen, how are you today? I am definitely all in, BQ, what you were saying about the Yankees are not done after Aaron Judge, because right after they signed him, you saw the tweet that somebody posted right after that that our opening day lineup, and it LeMahieu, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Donaldson, Torres. Yeah. It's the same thing we had last year. So we know that it has to be changed. And a couple of my insider guys down here with the Yanks and stuff had said to me that Carlos Rodon does want to play for the Yanks. So I believe that's a – I agree with you, BT. He wants to be a Yankee. It's just a matter of the dollars. So I think that would be – we need to sign him. Hicks and Donaldson working on dumping money and getting rid of those guys, which would be good as well. But our backup plan for – we need somebody – we're going to need somebody to buffer DJ and Rizzo because you know they're going to get hurt. So we need – can't be, you know, rolling them out there all the time. So we're going to have to, approach that. Who's going to be, you know, first base as well as third base with DJ and first base with Rizzo. So I'm hoping that they're going to make some moves regarding that as well. And real quick, Kiki, I got it. Let me just jump real quick, Giants, because BT, you said must win. We can't say must wins for Giants or Jets, right? I mean,
I don't think it'll be great, good, but no, I don't
play
think
good,
so.
Right? I mean, this is a must play good for both teams and not get hurt, come out healthy, I think is a must. But Giants got to get the old video out of the Giants Buffalo Bills Super Bowl game and go out because, listen, how are we going to beat the Philadelphia Eagles? I think we got to break out the Belichick and the running the ball, get Breida.
Oh, yeah.
Barkley out there. You know, use him in the...
Don't forget Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones has got to do a lot of it. We saw it last week, finally, man. We saw him running the football, designed runs for the quarterback, and it helped, right? It kept that game tight early, and then ultimately they took the lead, and they should have won it, but they made one too many. Actually, no, what? The referee made a horrendous call that knocked them out of field goal range. If that was a 10-point game down the stretch, the Giants win that. They win it, even if they do give up the touchdown to the Commanders. But the Giants just can't make those kind of mistakes. You can't even get borderline with stupid penalties because it comes back to haunt them.
Yeah, and I'll say it again. Must wins for the Jets and the Giants, no. Mm-hmm. Love to haves, no doubt. I'll tell you what's must win. Giants have to beat the Commanders, and the Jets have to beat the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
Those are absolute must wins. Those cannot go down as anything other than wins. How about Carl on Staten Island? What's up, Carl?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
I'm hating on Epler. I mean, big time.
You too? Why are you hating on Billy Epp?
He's not doing anything. That's why. What do you mean? You keep saying that.
He ain't doing nothing. He dropped the ball at the trade deadline. He got two bums. And you can't tell me. I'm a lifelong Met fan. Listen, I ain't that old. I'm 45 years old.
Yep.
The Mets were as good as any team in the National League last year. They needed a bat to get over the hump.
Yeah.
And he went and got two bums. They needed an arm. They let Robinson go to the Phillies for nothing. So what has this guy done? And now we're in an off season. How come they didn't give whatever they needed to get Contreras, the catcher from the Cubs? We want to win right now. I had enough of this bringing up guys and let's see what happens. That's not what we were told we were going to do with Uncle Stevie here. Mm. So Epler stinks. All right. I'm a Met fan, a diehard Met fan. I'm pissed off. I want to win. We could have won last year. We beat up the Phillies all year. We were better than the Phillies. If he goes out and does what he's supposed to do at the trade deadline, how come we can't? You're telling me we couldn't be in the World Series last year? Of course we could.
Well, let me ask you this, Carl. So fundamentally, we agree. And I was saying that, honestly, I think I was saying that before anybody, that the Mets need a bat. I was saying it last year. But to be fair, what was the bat that they should have brought in? It's easy to say, go get something.
Yeah, that's what I keep coming back to.
So I want it. You're very definitive on how annoyed you are and how bothered you are, and I get that. But what should they have done concretely? Give me a name. Last year.
Well, I'll tell you what. Anybody but those two that they brought in.
It's not a good enough answer.
Okay, I understand it's not a good enough answer, but those guys weren't the guys that were going to put us over the top.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, but I think we knew that. No, we know that. We knew that the day they got them. But I'm saying, what was the answer?
Contreras was the guy. They should have gave the catcher from the Cubs. They should have gave whatever it was to get him.
Mm.
whatever it was.
Carl, I love, listen, dude, I love your passion, but we got to lace in a little bit of logic now. You don't give up whatever it takes, but a guy's going to be a free agent in 2 months
mm-hmm.
when you sign him for free.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, free in terms of, you know, real high blue chip equity. It's just money. So I get it. Oh, okay. So I guess I'm getting my answer here. Met fan, you know, might be time to play a little something here.
Is he still free, Contreras?
I don't know. It might be time to inspire.
Contreras just went to St. Louis.
Yeah, 5 years, $87 million. For a team that won 93 games a year ago, they just solidified their catcher in a very big way. 5 years. You know, I don't know. Is it... I feel like the Met fans can use a little pick-me-up here.
In the off-season?
Yeah, it's always baseball season around here. I don't know. I feel like, I think it's time. It's been a while.
Let's go!
You just love this song.
Let's go! Let's go!
Met fans aren't feeling you with this. Because Met fans are more like Hoff. They're more pissed off. This is making them mad. This is making them mad. This isn't
you think it's getting them mad or it's inspiring them?
It's pissing them off right now.
Well, it's not meant to piss them off. It's meant to unify them, galvanize them, inspire them.
It's not happening.
Enlighten them.
It's not happening. Because they're not doing anything.
Where there's a Mets man, you'll find a Mets fan. Now, do we know?
Maybe you could have played this after they signed
Verlander.
Diaz or Verlander.
Do we know? Did I miss the memo that the offseason's over? I didn't get that memo. Though, did you get one in the Odyssey email, which I haven't checked in 6 months? Maybe we got one in that email account. I don't know how to log on yet. So maybe somebody can tell me. Hoff, did you get that email? I don't think you did either.
I got an email that said that the Mets have over $300 million in salary cap, and we can't really spend much more, I don't think. That's what I heard. That's the email I got.
Oh, man. Come on, Mets. Do something. Mike's in Plainview. What's going on, Mike? How are you today?
I guess timing is everything. You're not going to like my call.
Go ahead.
But listen, I'll tell you like this. The problem is the unknown. I'm with you guys. The offseason just started. It's far from over. But when you've spent this much money and still have so many true holes to fill, that's where you have to start to get nervous, because the guys you need are the guys that are going to still cost you a significant amount. What is this guy going to run a $400 million payroll? We know that's not happening.
No.
So I know there's a way to go. I know there's a lot of guys out there. But, guys, spending this amount of money with so many holes left, that's where I'm getting a little nervous.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's over $200 and something million dollars in pitching that they've signed. Obviously, Diaz was necessary.
Yes,
but
100%.
Diaz, Verlander, and Quintana. Like, that's all they've really signed. They got two minor leaguers.
They've got good pitching depth. I really like the Mets' pitching depth. I like their entire rotation. I like their whole pitching staff, actually. I think it's very good. They just need to get some offense. So, Michael, let me ask you this. Nimmo. Let's say Nimmo goes to... you know, I got to drop it. It's getting a little feedback there. So, let's say... See, this is what's bothersome to me. There is... There are multiple players out there that could come in here and make a difference and make a big difference. And
Mets, Yankees, or both?
Mets. Talking about the Mets right now. I don't have to weave the Yankees into every Met. I'm talking about the Mets.
From a bat standpoint.
Carlos Correa. I want to know.
Are you paying Carlos Correa $250 million?
I'm not paying him 250 cents because I don't own the Mets.
But if you are the Mets, that's from a Mets standpoint, that's what he's going to command. Right? $30 million a year. So
okay.
He wants 8 years.
Yes, I would.
$250 million.
Yes.
It's a lot of money, dude.
I understand
Now you're way in the luxury tax. You're already $300.
Means
nothing
to me.
Now you're going to be $330.
I read yesterday that it would take Cohen, I think it was 10 or 11 days to foot the entire bill for Verlander and Scherzer in terms of what he earns based on the, like, a prorated pool. Like, take everything, all of his money.
That's
and
his personal wealth. That's not what he's willing to commit to as a business endeavor.
Yeah, but
personally financing.
I understand
the
Mets. But partly it bleeds in because it's not like the Mets are a charity. They're a business as well.
Mm-hmm.
So one hand washes the other. So, okay. So I guess that's it. You didn't call Turner. You're not going to call Correa. You didn't call Bogarts. You didn't mess around with Yoshida from Japan. All right. I guess that's that. Disappointing, if you ask me.
See, that's why I told you the song is not ready.
Well,
they weren't ready for the song.
I don't know. Maybe they just heard the song. Maybe they're in their office down in Port St. Lucie after the winter meetings. They went there to reconvene and strategize there, and they're listening on the Free Odyssey app, and they said, oh, this clown's playing the song again. We hate this guy.
He's probably.
But maybe he's right, and maybe we need to get off our ass and do something.
He's probably in Italy with Hal.
Go for it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, take it Teary back on the Fan. Get back to these calls in a minute here. 877-337-6666. Talking Yanks and Mets. Question for you, Teak, regarding tonight's football game that most people will probably not watch. So, Baker Mayfield is going to be active tonight.
Which is so bizarre.
For the Rams, in case you missed it. Not you, but...
I mean, everybody's hurt on that team. Stafford's done for the season. Wolford's banged up. And
although he could play. That's the whole caveat here.
Bryce Perkins?
I don't even know.
He was the only reason I know he's the EVA guy.
Say Kendrick Perkins playing. Perkins the restaurant. I have no idea. Zero interest in this game. But... Mayfield was picked up on Tuesday. It's Thursday.
I know.
And to reiterate, he's going to be active for sure because they've already said that. And there's a chance he starts. How does this guy even call the play?
I mean, he's going to have a wristband, obviously. But
then how does he know what to do?
Good question.
It's one thing to recite the play. How do you know where to throw it?
I mean, look, I think he's veteran enough. And he's been in a bunch of different systems. I guess that maybe helps.
Yeah.
Because it was at least two in Cleveland. Because Hugh Jackson first, right? And then Stefanski. So he's had a couple of systems in Cleveland. And then he goes to Carolina, where he also had a couple of... No, he only had one system, really. Because I don't think it changed much when Steve Wilks took over as the interim for...
Matt Rhule.
For Matt Rhule, who's now in Nebraska.
I know.
Interesting.
A guy just keeps landing on his feet, huh?
Huge contract.
Yeah, $50 more million.
He got another eight years. I don't get it.
He's a great college coach, though.
He is, absolutely. But it's going to be recruiting. It's going to be all recruiting. Mm-hmm. And I think he has as good a chance as anybody to fix Nebraska. But he's been in at least three systems. And Sean McVay is really smart. And he's a good teacher. So, I mean... But again, it's 2 days. I can't see him being of any value at all. At all. I know he's going to be there.
That's why I'm asking you, yeah.
And I know he's probably like the backup, but I don't know how he's of any value to this team in 2 days.
I mean, if he was more like a pure runner, you could say, all right, let's give you, a couple of RPOs, a few designed runs, and maybe we squeeze something out of tonight. He's not that he's a horrendous athlete, but he's certainly, you're not going to run for 70, 80 yards like Lamar or some of these other guys, or Daniel Jones.
Thursday night football has sucked all season long.
It's been awful.
And this is, if he ends up starting, because you mentioned Wolford being out, potentially being out with a neck injury, I think it is, and Bryce Perkins is there, but they're saying he's didn't look great in his one start this year. So if Baker Mayfield can go, I mean, if Wolford can't go, then Baker's going to start. It's going to make this game unwatchable, BT. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
Because Baker hasn't even been good.
You have no interest in watching this game.
He hasn't even been good when he was in a system.
Yep.
For...
Well, he had one his second year.
I mean, in Carolina this year.
Yeah.
He wasn't good this year.
No.
So.
He didn't have much around him, to be fair.
What is this I'm reading?
Is he salvageable?
Six starts in Carolina. His QBR? 18.3.
All right. I mean, I get it. And that's on his resume. It's undeniable. But he also set the rookie record mark for touchdown passes. Mm-hmm. And then Herbert eventually broke that the next year. I'm not saying that he's a stud, but it's not without value.
Yeah. The question to your question, is he salvageable?
Yes.
Yes.
In the right situation.
With the right coach. And he's got the right one.
Let me ask you this. Baker Mayfield.
Think about it. His first year was Hugh, and it was very simple. Right?
Yes. He came in against the Jets on Thursday night, remember?
Very simple.
Tyrod Taylor was playing.
Throw hitches, throw a couple slants. We got a couple deep balls. We're going to run the football because they have Nick Chubb and
They had Kareem Hunt. They didn't have Hunt at that point. Hunt was with Kansas City still, right? Or he wasn't eligible yet because he was suspended. I don't think they had both.
They ran the football, easy throws.
Uh-huh. And Njoku, that tight end.
Yep. And then it kind of deteriorated.
Well, he got hurt.
As he started to get more responsibility.
Well, he also got hurt. His shoulder was jacked.
Yeah, he played through that. That's right.
His non-throwing, but he was jacked.
I think he's salvageable, though.
Yeah.
Simply because of the coaching staff that he's going to find himself in.
Like, if he was with the Denver Broncos right now, as putrid as Russell Wilson, that cornball's been playing, you tell me that they wouldn't be a little bit better?
Yeah.
Like, if he was like the Baker from Cleveland when he was healthy.
I do.
Me too.
Denver's terrible.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of terrible teams, VT.
It's been a rough year. It's been a rough year around the year. You and I have talked about this before. Mm-hmm. It's aesthetically, it's painful. There's a couple of teams I don't even enjoy. You and I talk about this a lot off the air, and I'm not trying to hate. I've got great respect for the guy. I don't even enjoy watching Tom Brady play a lick. I am so over it.
Yeah.
It's boring. It's exhausted. Like, it's just, can we please move on? Todd Bowles stinks. They're going nowhere, and I don't want to watch Tom Brady play anymore.
And Byron Leftwich is trying to be a head coach.
Yeah.
So he throws the ball 55 times a game.
That's true.
And Tom can't complete. You know, he's not the same Tom, especially when you're throwing deep balls that he misses by 5 yards every time.
What are we what are we making of that latest picture that Mr. Brown put?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Graham?
Talking about Antonio Brown posting a picture that a lot of people believe is Giselle.
In bed.
I think it's his old girlfriend.
Okay.
Or it's Photoshopped. Because I went in a rabbit hole. We started talking about this morning. He's already put out Photoshop pictures of Giselle.
Yeah, when they were hugging after the game, after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's already put out some of these. So I think he's just trolling Tom because he hates Trump.
But
he hates.
Why does he hate him?
I don't know.
Brady tried to help him.
Brady brought him in.
Yeah,
meaning got him to Tampa.
I know.
And took him in, like, into his house, and then made him into a star. Remade him into a star.
We got it with the Pats, too.
I know.
He was living in his home in Massachusetts for a little bit.
I know. I don't know.
Boy.
I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't get it. He's trying to distract from his legal issues that are...
Yeah, growing and still still lingering. Let's get Rocco up in Greenwich, Connecticut. Rocco's on the fan with Tiki and Tierney. Rock, what's cooking, bud?
What up, Rock?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's good, man.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about the games being boring. I can't watch Tom Brady anymore.
Nah.
Right.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the Mets and piggyback off the guy that said, because you told him, which plays would you have gotten?
Yeah, I remember the call.
There's
sure.
like there's like three players that they could have gotten.
Okay, let's hear them.
Josh Bell. They could have gotten Josh Bell.
Yeah, they could have.
And I really wanted them to get him. Robinson, I wanted them to get Robinson. And okay. Also, I wanted them to bring back Wilmer Flores, a big, you know, righty bat. They could have brought him back, too. So those three players that the Mets just, I don't know, this GM, he just, I don't know what happened there. And DH was, look what happened with our DH.
Yep. No, it was an issue. It was an issue. And Vogelbach started relatively strong. Remember, he was on base a lot.
Yeah.
And then that went south. His hamstring was screaming. You know, Ruff just never got on track. I mean, Wilmer Flores, he did have 19 home runs last year. Wow. I didn't realize he had quite that many. In a tough ballpark, too. Yeah, I mean, the OPS, though, 710. Wilmer Flores. we got to turn the page. I get it. Met fans loved him. The whole thing when he was dealt and he thought he was dealt and he was crying and then eventually, I mean, but that's not the answer. Come on. Let's get Ed in Brooklyn. What's going on, Eddie? How are you?
I'm good, guys. Big fan of the show.
Thanks, Ed.
What's up, dude?
Question. I know we're still in the winter meetings, but let's assume that the Angels are, come next July, what we expect them to be.
Yep.
They put Ohtani on the market. What is he worth, and what advantage does the team who might acquire him have in signing him? And I'll take the answer off the air.
Well, what do you mean? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Ahead,
yeah, well,
thanks, Eddie.
What the challenge with signing him in July is that he's like really a 5-month rental. Because if you don't sign him and then if you don't trade for him and if you don't trade and then immediately give him an extension, you're only going to have him for 5 months. And that's just not
less than that. If you get in the middle of season, yeah, you'd have like 2.5.
So that to me is not worth it.
Which is not the Soto deal where you've got basically two years to figure this out.
So
the Padres.
That's why what we're talking about with Hoff, it's either going to happen as a free agent or Ohtani coming here to the Mets, or you get him now and you build around him now. But that just, you're just going to have to give up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And what does he do for you? I mean, he's a great two-way player. You know what he's going to do for you. It's just a matter of then making it last for longer than a season.
Well, yeah, but I want to explore that a little bit more. You say you know what he's going to do for you. But how long do we know that he's going to be able to do what he does?
Well, what's the worst case? Like, which one goes away first? His hitting prowess?
No, I think...
Or is his ability to give you... What did he have, 22 starts or something last year?
It was low 20s.
Yeah, so give you 22 starts and pitch, you know, sub 3.5 ERA. Right? That's what he's going
to
do.
Yeah. I just... There's no model to even remotely compare it to.
I would be acting like an expert that I'm not.
To try to say,
oh, he's got 4 more years of doing that.
I would guess he's got 2.
I have no idea.
I would guess the hitting would probably be around a little bit longer, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know.
So, he's such a unique case.
But that's why it's tough. It's like, okay, yeah, you're trading for a frontline rotation guy and a middle-of-the-order masher and box office appeal and the infusion of Japanese funds in terms of advertising. Mm-hmm. It's win-win across the board. But how many years are you getting that? Nobody knows. I don't know.
That's why the one team that to me makes the most sense is the Mets, because Cohen wants to win a championship and he wants to do it in short order. So even if you don't get it for 4 years, maybe you got it to win a championship and then you can kind of justify it.
Can I ask you something? Because I know we throw this out there. I don't want to get, you know, too deep into this, but we just kind of restate it, and we accept it as, oh, yeah, that's right. We keep saying, because he said it, that he wants to win a championship soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said it.
Stevie Cohen.
Does it feel like he's doing the things?
No.
Exactly.
No. It doesn't.
So let's stop saying it. Let's start calling him on it a little bit.
He said it. Now we need to ask him if he needs to restate it.
We got to get him on the show.
That'd be great.
Take care of that. No, I'm serious.
Okay. I got to find out.
Well, you broke the story.
Who do I know? Who
do
I
know? The guy who told you that he was buying the Mets.
Yeah.
Who knows Cohen? Get him on the show.
I'll reach out.
First of all, I'd love to talk to him.
I'll reach out directly.
You know, I'd love to talk. I'm fascinated by him.
I got a cell phone number. Personal
Cohen, you do?
Yeah.
He's probably got 9.
Just kidding.
I would love to just hear his plan, his modified plan. And if it's still the same plan that he told us when he bought the team, we'd have some questions for him.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel like it's the same blueprint. Total Orthopedics is a Long Island's premier orthopedic practice, whether it's a sports-related injury or something far more complex. Total Ortho has locations throughout Long Island with diagnostic equipment on site. And now Total Ortho Express offers convenient walk-in service with no appointment necessary. Visit TotalOrthoExpress.com. That's TotalOrthoExpress.com, because time doesn't heal wounds. They do. Just a heads up, I know Tiki, I have a little something. Ian Rappaport's coming up next. Get into the Jets and the Giants, the injuries, the matchups, all that stuff.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
All right, it's 12:42 back on the Fan. Take it's here to Showtime for the Ian Rappaport Report. Bounce around the NFL. Obviously, heavy emphasis on both the Jets and the Giants. And Ian's report brought to you by Kia's Season of Giving Back. Visit kia.com/seasonofgivingback to learn more. By Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you. By Town Fair Tire, nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. And by Collars & Co., makers of the best polos on the planet. Visit collarsandco.com. So, Ian, can you give us kind of a macro interpretation? I'm curious, you know, we get wrapped up in the minutiae here of how the Jets are handling the quarterback position. For what you gauge around the league, what do you think, or what do you know, in terms of how the league is viewing what the Jets are doing with the former second overall pick? Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this definitely is something that I've talked to different sources about, general managers, head coaches. I mean, there was a time, probably not right now, but there was a time when Zach Wilson was the number one topic in the NFL and everybody wanted to sort of give their opinion. I think most people believe that you could not play him at that point. You know, making him the backup, like, that's not, you know, with all due respect, that's not like a really meaningful topic. Like, I don't think most people care about that.
Yeah.
So that hasn't really come up. It's really more you can't play him. And as long as Mike White is playing well, it's your job to win football games. And like, you could deal with the Zach Wilson thing at some point if you want to. Do you think you could fix him if you want to give him another chance? Like, all that. But everyone I've spoken with is in agreement to play Mike White now. What they're not in agreement with, or what everyone sort of doesn't know about, I guess you would say, is when do you try to bring Zach Wilson back?
Well, you don't just jam him in there. What you have to, he's got to, you know, I was going to say he's got to earn it, but he can't because he's not playing. Mike White would have to flop for multiple games in a row. Zach's not playing for a while. Nobody's here to debate that. Robert Saleh, I think, has navigated this well. My only issue, and I don't want to say that it's without precedent because that encompasses a lot of years, and I'm sure we're missing something, but the fact that he's inactive, like, to me, that's a warning flare that this kid is broken. Like, he's not even the backup.
Well, I mean, to be fair, benching him, you know, less than 2 years into his tenure is also a flare that it's broken. Like, it's broken, you know, it's broken. Can it be fixed? I don't know. I think they're confident it can. I think they like the person. They like how he works. They like the talent. Obviously like the talent, they drafted him, but it's broken. And so, you know, to me, it's like, whether he's inactive or not, like, they clearly don't have enough confidence in him to win football games. And if that's the case, then why would he be your backup? Just have Flacco do it, put him to the side, and sort of use it as a reclamation project for later when the playoffs aren't really on the line. Because reality is, he may have to play as the backup, and it's pretty clear they don't want that either right now.
Yeah, they just got to hope he's not Josh Rosen, who just crashed out after being a first-round pick as well. Let me move to Odell Beckham Jr. We just saw this thing. He's not going to play for 5 weeks. Why is he attractive to anybody if he's not going to be ready for five more weeks? I know the Cowboys are in, the Bills were, and obviously the Giants. Why would he even be attractive right now?
Well, I think, first of all, going into this, I'm not sure there was a full understanding from everyone involved that he wouldn't play until early January. I mean, when I started following this, which, I don't know, seems about 6 years ago right now, the thought was he would sign. I think the original report I had was that Beckham's camp thought he would be able to sign by late November.
Yes.
Which was sort of optimistic, but that was the thought. And then it was like a couple of weeks later, it was like, actually early December is his target, which is, you know, around right now. And that was the thought, come in, he'd sign, take a week or two to ramp up and then play. So it seems like it's just going to be a realistic, regular, normal ACL recovery, which is, you know, to be full strength, 11 months, maybe 12 months, like, okay, but that's February, you know? So I think going into it, you know, I know there was a report that the Cowboys weren't happy with what they found in the ACL. I don't believe that was true. I think they found he was just kind of where he should be, which is, you know, 10 and a half months out from an ACL, probably able to play after 11.
Yeah, and that doesn't really do much for them this season. So you'd really be signing him for next season. But what's the point if you know that there are other options free agent-wise or even in the draft? If you're the Giants, who are not a team that's, you know, vying for the Super Bowl, even though they are vying for a playoff spot, it just doesn't make sense for some of these teams when you think about it.
So, sorry to interrupt, but...
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's say you're the Giants. It actually, like, you know, I don't know if he's going to play this year. And does it make sense for the Giants to sign him, you know, for one playoff game or maybe the last game of the regular season, one playoff game? I don't know. But to get a jump on free agency next year and sign a really good receiver who would probably be one of the top receivers in free agency next year, who can't get franchise tagged, who you know is going to be free, to me, that's kind of worth something. It's just like, you know, it's the same reason why I know this is like whatever, but
yeah,
everyone killed Dave Gettleman for the Leonard Williams trade. And I was like, I kind of think it's good. You get a good player for the next however many years, you just get a jump on it. So that I could see that for Odell.
Yeah, it makes sense.
What is the NFL thinking? I know what we're thinking. We're thinking, why the hell are we subjected to this slop again? These Thursday night games are just pitiful, man. I mean, I know sometimes you get the short end of the stick. It's a little cyclical, circumstantial, blah, blah, blah. But this Thursday slate has been awful. What are they saying?
And Baker Mayfield's going to start? Maybe.
Maybe. Right? But what are saying?
Ugh. I'm weirdly excited for tonight's game. I know it hasn't been great, but just for tonight, we could get Baker. I don't think he's going to start. But
no, I don't
know.
Think so either.
But you're probably going to see him in a package of plays. That's fun. You have the Raiders, who are one of the hottest teams in the NFL. Rams are a mess. But the possibility of Baker Mayfield playing meaningful snaps and the Raiders coming in hot, like, at least that's something. But to answer your question, I think going into the season, the Super Bowl champs versus the team that traded for Davante Adams and have a really good quarterback and have stars like Darren Waller and Hunter Renfro, both of whom aren't playing. You know, I think this was an attractive game a couple months ago. I really think it's just random. And I know you can't flex everything in and out of everything. Like, the Colts are going to be on primetime still. And, like, it's the same conversation. I love Thursday nights because, honestly, what else would I rather be doing on a Thursday night except for watching football?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just the luck of the draw, or the unluck of the draw, I guess.
I mean, yeah, there's always the option of reconnecting with family as an option. Netflix.
Theoretically.
Right.
But, you know, I love my kids, but they go to bed at, like, 8:30 or maybe 9.
Oh, lucky you. Wow. You're lucky, yeah, man. You're on a tight ship over there in the Rappaport Estate. That's good. All right, so Aaron Rodgers has been a strange season. They haven't given him a ton to work with. He's been banged up. And I know that it's still punitive based on the contract. Is he a Packer next season? And if not, who's really coming to the table trying to acquire Aaron Rodgers?
I think he's a Packer next season. You know, you could always – I remember 2 years ago or a little more – I found out the Rams were trying to trade Jared Goff. And I remember like rolling my eyes being like, you can't trade that contract. But guess what? They found someone to do that. You can always do the deal. So like Aaron Rodgers' contract is insanely hard to trade. It's not impossible. You could find a willing partner, someone to pay $60 million fully guaranteed for Aaron Rodgers. You could probably do it somehow. Rodgers wants to finish his career with the Packers. When he signed this massive deal, it was a 2 or 3 year commitment. I believe that firmly. I think he's finishing his career with the Packers. Maybe a different question is like, what do they do with Jordan Love? What if he says at the end of this, like, hey guys, I want to play. And he's good. What if he's good?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah. No, it is. It is. It is a little bit. It is. But you got to just get to that point. Before we let you go, Ian, there's this congressional inquiry on the Washington Commanders, and now they're lambasting the NFL as well for covering up and the hypocrisy. What should we make of this, if anything? It feels like political overreach, but I don't want to, you know, go there, but it feels like it. That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'm just kind of wading through the report right now. We just got it about 40 minutes ago. It's long. I've read the summary and I've read a lot of it. I haven't read all of it.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of it is who leaked the emails and Dan Snyder having private investigators allegedly follow Bruce Allen to his house. You know, there's a lot of allegations. There's a lot of stuff we've heard. I don't know how much is truly really new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Commanders did get fined for sort of misuse of ticket funds. That's in there. I didn't know that previously. Otherwise, like, it kind of seems like the allegations we've known, except written up in much longer form. And then, like you said, there's a lot of the Democrats saying one thing, the Republicans saying another thing. And then here's the report. So, you know, Dan Snyder's already said he's open to selling really the whole team or parts, but also the whole. So I don't know that this really changes anything, honestly.
Yeah, nothing's going to change. This is just bluster. It feels like nonsense, but that's just me.
Never got your thoughts on your boy DeGrom bouncing. We know you're a big Mets guy.
Yeah, no, I'm okay. You know, 5-year commitment. I knew he wanted out. I knew it was going to be, I thought it was going to be the Braves, but I heard, you know, Atlanta, Florida, or Texas. So I know the Raves were in the mix. Rays were in the mix a little bit. I'm okay with it. You know, long-term contract on a guy who hasn't been that reliable. I will miss watching him because he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty comfortable with a Verlander, Scherzer, you know, ace mix at the top, assuming they stay healthy, which I will cross my fingers from now to the end of time.
All right, man. Go lock into that big Thursday night game. Don't want to miss any of the snaps in case Baker plays and it actually means something. Oh, God.
You're joking, but I absolutely will be, and I will be watching all of it. I cannot wait.
I got you, man. Thank you very much, Ian. Appreciate it, bud.
Thanks. Take care.
Yeah. I mean, I don't look forward to being trapped on one channel again. I know, mm-hmm. There's ways to navigate it. It's not easy enough.
No,
it's
right.
Just not.
You can't flip. You got to get out of the app or whatever. Get out of Amazon, then get back to the TV and hope that it's on the right channel.
And then
scroll around to whatever you want to watch on TV and then be like, oh, crap, the game's back on. I got to go relaunch the app.
Are you able to do DVR on Amazon Prime? I don't even know about that. Can you like record and then...
I've never tried.
I think you can, right?
I don't know if you can record, but like if you start it and the game's already happened, you can go to live or you can go to the beginning.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming that means if you want to pause
it. Yeah, but BT, think about that. It's just researching.
I'll pass.
To where you last left off. Was it 5 minutes left or was it 8.5 minutes?
Guys, just lazy. That's what the problem is.
No. Here's the thing, Hoff. If I'm going to be disconnected from my family for a game or for something tonight, I'd rather scour Twitter, see what the Yanks and Mets are doing, than watch a game that means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I can't want to say, well, if the Raiders win, that's one more team the Jets might have to vie with for the, or whatever.
You can multitask, though. You do that during the breaks where you can't leave.
Now you can't leave.
Now you can't.
No, I mean, yeah, I guess I can't. I'm not going to lie to our audience. These games have been horrendous. They've been boring. Like, why am I going to get on the air and pretend that I like something that I don't?
Mm-hmm.
We're being totally transparent. The games suck, and we haven't watched many of them.
That's right.
Or at least we haven't finished watching many of them, you know?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.